let us just again start over from the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, which we had learned yesterday, just to get into the swing of the sugya on the Afsainim with Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Noma Rabbi Yochanan, Behemet shel shnei shutfim, Higdish chetzio. So one shutif was magdish, half of the behemet. Then he purchased the other half. Vehigdisha, he was magdish the other half. Is kedusha ve'ena kreva, so it's kadosh, but there's no din hakrove. It's nitche me'akrove. Va'ise tmura, and it makes a tmura tmurasa kiyetseba, and the tmura is kiyetseba. Shma mino tlas. So from here, we can learn three halachas. Shma mino balei chayim didochim, u'shma mino dichui meikore haver dichui, u'shma mino yesh dichui bedomim. These are the three halachas we derive from Rabbi Yochanan's memra. And let us again see Rashi. So Rashi says, ve'eino kreivo, by the Chilas Hekdesha, and that is the Hekdesh of when he was first Magdish half of the Behemoth, because he was only Magdish half of the Behemoth, and you sell it, Yakrev Acheres Bidomeo. And your makriv, another behemoth b'damel. That means you sell this behemoth, and with the domim you buy a behemoth lakovet. Va'oisa tmura im heimer bo. If he was meimer this behemoth, so it makes a tmura. U'tmura so ki yitze bo, and the tmura has the same halacha. Like this behemoth, the Eina Kreiva, the Mikoyach Kedusha Dechuya Bosa. That the second behemoth, since the whole Kedusha it acquired is from a Kedusha Dechuya, so Memele, so you can't be Makriv, the second behemoth also. And this Memre of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, we learn out three halachas. Shma mino balechayim nidochim. So Rashi says, im nidchu yidchu liyoyla. That a balchay that became nidche is nidche liyoyla. Ve'ike leman diyomar ein dichoy elo bishchutim. Others say that the holden dichoy is only bishchutim. Aval balechayim shen nidchu. Chayzrin v'nirin, u'ledidei kreivahach behemek shechozar v'lokach chetzya. We had mentioned yesterday that the chiddush of balei chayim nidochim is that be'emesim we would l'chayre see that from the Torah that Allah is balei chayim einam nidochim. The Allah is if a behemek gets a boom. So it's dochi meyakrovet. Va'afal pikein, if the mum goes away, so it's chayzevaniya. So we see that even though it was nitche meyakrovet, but if the sibis adichui goes away, so it becomes chazel akrovet. And therefore, Rab Shimon Taka learns out from the halacha of balei mumin, that balei chayim einam nidochim, that a bal chay, there's no din dichui by a bal chay, a raya from a bal mum. And the chachamim hold that there's a special gzeiris akosu by balei mum. Moshchosom bohem mum bom. So we learn that bohem is a meat. By here there's a loche calls man that the mum is bom. But by all other sibus adichui, if it was chal adichui, you can't be makriv anymore. Al kaponim, so this is the first halacha we see from Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says when he was magdish half the behemim, so then it was nitche me'akovet. So even though when he purchased the other half, it is not anymore, now it's roi lakov, and now you have a whole behemoth that was hugdish lakov, and afal pikein, one cannot be makrevet because it was already nitche me'akov. So we see balei chayim nidoch. That's one thing we see from Rabbi Yechon. Chiddush number two, we see dichui me'ikora have dichui. When the beginning of the Hekdish, that means the there were two stages in the Hekdish, when he possessed half of the Bein, was Magdish that half. So then it was Nitche Likoret, because it was only half a Bein, it can be Makrev half a Bein. The Ike Laman the Yomar the Polig Vaomar in Dichui Elo Benire Venitre. There's one man the Yomar that holds. The whole concept of Dichui is only if it was Nire Venitre. But if it was a Dichui Meikore, that means it never as yet acquired a Koyach HaKrove. So we say that's what's called it was nitche from akrove, as yet it didn't acquire a koyach akrove. Eventually you'll get a koyach akrove. And we had mentioned yesterday, Rashi in Sukkah says that this is equivalent to a mechusel zman. Every behem is a mechusel zman, that when it's born you can't be makrevit, but that's not called it was nitche me akrove, and it is as yet did not become roi lakrove. When the time will pass by, it becomes roi lakrove. Or there, the Gemara is speaking about, we had mentioned, if there's a din dichui by mitzvahs, if you had a hodos that was anova of merube me'alov, and when it became leil sukkis, it was posel le mitzvah, because anova of merube me'alov is a psul in the hodos. And then later, he was memayit anovin. So there's a svara to say over there, it was not nitche me'akrove. No, pshat is that in the beginning of Sukkis, it wasn't as yet roi lahakrove, because it wasn't roi lemitzveh. And then later, when you memayit anovin, it becomes roi lemitzveh. There's a svara, dichi me'akrove, it's not called it was nitche. No, pshat is, as yet, it wasn't roi. So, l'cheire, if we hold dichi mikor, they have a dichi. So, when he was magdish, half of the bein, it's not called, it was nitre. Pshat is, as yet, the hendish was not sufficient to enable it to be makrib. It's only half a bein. Wait till I purchase the other half. So we see from Rabbi Yechon, and not like that. We see dichi mikor, have a dichi. And the third thing we see, yesh dichi bidomi. So Rashi says, Ela yesh teires dichi bedavar she'enei kadosh ela ledavar. We find that there's a din dichui by something that the whole kedusha was only ledavar. The tchilas ha-kedusha was ledavar. Kegainzu. She'mitchila lo'hik disha, when he was magdish hefta behemet, the whole Hegdish was, what did he accomplish with Bimagdish after Behemet? Elo Lidomeo. That it should be Kodosh Lidomeo. What does that mean? Sheti Mocher, that you should sell this half of the Behemet. Viekachu Demei Chetzio. And the Domim of half of it should become Kodosh. And with that we'll buy a coat. Never was roi lakrovet. So even though it was only kodesh lidamov, there's also a din dichui. Vafilochi chala lo teires dichui litchois miala mizbeach loyma. That means even though the tchilas hakdusha was not kodesh lemizbeach, the Tchilas HaKdusha was Kodesh Ledomo, but Ischal already had in Dichui that it's Nitcha B'Yalam Ismech Leilam, but Mrinin Ein Dichui B'Domo Shehukdish Legufoi Likorei. there'd be a svara to say something that had a kedusha, huktash gufay likarev, and then it was nitche meyakrovev, then you say that it was, that's called those nitche meyakrovev, but never, if it never had, a kedusha likarev. The whole kedusha possessed was limocher, and the domim would become kodesh. So I would say it's not called, it was nitcha me'akrova, because it was never roi lakrova, it was only roi limocha. So we say, yesh dichoi bedom. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying over here. The Teres Gittin, in Gittin, daf mem gimel amed beis, is medayik from this Rashi. Now, let us just say a halacha, which will be very much negeya the whole sugya. The halacha is for example a magdish Nekeva lepischai. If a person is magdish a nekeva for a korban pesach. Now, there the halacha is that now you can't bring a nekeva for a korban pesach. So, what is the halacha? But it gets a kedusha saguf. It has a kedusha. I was magdish it for a korban pesach. You can't be makrev it for a korban pesach. So the Chachamim hold that it gets a Kedushas Haguf, and in order, so what do? You wait till it gets a Mum, and then you pay it, and then with the Domim, you buy a Korban Pesach. But it got a Kedushas Haguf, even though it wasn't Roi Lakor. And there's a Lomdus why it gets a Kedushas Haguf, even though he never had intentions to be makrev it. He can't be makrev in the cable of Korban Pesach, but there is a concept of a migu de nochis alo kedushas domim nochis alo kedushas aguf. There's such a concept. Tatake, he wanted to be make it a hegdish kedushas domim, but there's a migu in this chal already a kedushas aguf, and this kedushas aguf makes that if you want to be pointed, now you have to wait till it becomes a bamboo. The Teres Gittin is medayik from our Rashi. What is over here? When he was magdish half a behemoth. So Rashi says it was only kadosh ledomov. So Rashi says, what was the kedusha? So Rashi says, shemitchila lo hikdisha elo ledomeho. So from the Ritas Loshna Rashi would seem that the whole Kedusha was a pure Kedusha's domain. It was not Kedusha's Hagupatza, but Rashi doesn't say Shetire. The whole Kedusha was that there'll be Riyah and then you'll be Poite. Rashi says that the whole Kedusha was Shetimoche, and with the domain you'll buy a coat. So the Teres Gittin is medayik from this Rashi. Now, I just want to mention this is debatable. There's other achronim. Well, I don't like this Pshat and Rashi, but I would just like to mention how the Teres Gittin and Pshat and Rashi. That's the Ritas Loshen of Rashi is like that. But here there's a pure Kedushas Domin. Now, we have here, in Kainam Anachnu, we have here a tremendous problem. One problem we have, Rabbi Elchanan asks in Kovet Shiurim. So we have here, so there was Chal, a Kedushas Domin. It says, Va'oise Tmura. Tmura ki yoitze bo. A Kedushas Domin, there's no din Tmura. The whole of Agdish, Tamazoy, the whole din Tmura is after by Kedushas Aguf. So here's a, it's Kode, here's a Kedushas Aguf. Then there's a din of, there's a concept of Tmura. Like Kedushas Domim, there's no union of Tmura. So Rabbi Elchanan asked, if you learn Rashi Kipshuta, that is a Kedushas Domim, so how can I make a Tmura? That is question number one. Kasha number two, Rashi says in Zvachim, on this member of Rabbi Yochanan, Kedusha ve'eina kreva, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, ve'tire, and then you wait, you tsuroye till it gets a mum, ve'loikrim bedomea acheres. So Rashi says, Klod, is a din rie, is a din rie, and here it seems from Rashi, there's no din rie. So l'chayre, just like to say what Pshat and Rashi is. The Teres Gittin explains why we mentioned before there's a din Hamagdish Nekeva LePesa, Hamagdish Nekeva LeOsho. The din is that there's chal a kedushas aguf on the behemoth, even though you can't be makribit for an Oshem or a Pesach, but there's chal a kedushas aguf on the behemoth. And we say this inyan of the chalois of the kedushas aguf comes about because there's a din migur. Migur, the nochis Allah kedushas damim, nochis Allah kedushas aguf. The kedushas, whatever could be chal is chal. It's chal a kedushas aguf. You can't be makrabit, it's in a cave, but it's chal akdushas aguf, and if you wait to be paid it, and then you wait to become a woman, then you pay it. But there's akdushas aguf. So the Teres Gittin says, this whole concept of migu applies by a whole behemah, that a behemah is be'etzem abar hakrove. You have an akeva, and a cave can be a kol, it can't be grad an osham. But it's a bar hakrove, so it can get a kedushas aguf on it, la krove. It can get a kedushas aguf. If it's not, you can't be makrevit, so it gets a kedushas aguf, l'domov. That means that what's the kedushas aguf? That you'll become a balmum, and you'll be poided, and the domim will be oimid l'mizbeir. But it gets a kedushas aguf because a behemah is a bar hakrove. Masha Einkein, a half of behemoth is not a bar hakrovah. You can't be makir. There's no such concept of being makir half of behemoth. Therefore, the Teres Gittin says, when there was makdish, half of the behemoth, so memela, there was only chal akdusha stuff. So there you don't have to wait for a mum. There's no akdusha zagu whatsoever. But l'chayre, pshat in Rashi is as follows. Kozman, only half of the behemoth was Kodesh, there was only a pure Kedushas Domin, and there's no concept of Migu, the Nochas are like Kedushas Adomin, Nochas like Kedushas Adomin. When he acquires the other half of the behemoth in his Magdashit, now we have on the whole behemoth, let us say a Kedushas Domin we have, but now we can say Migu already. So after he was Magdash, the whole behemoth, so we'll say it's Chalak Kedushas Adomin. So that what it says, Oysa Temura, or Temurasa Kiyotzeba, is speaking about after he acquired the other half of the behemoth. Now we'll say Migo ready. Now it's not Roy Lakrova because the Tchilas HaKdusha was Nitchamei HaKrova. The Tchilas HaKdusha was Kedusha's Domin, a pure Kedusha's Domin. But this Kedusha's Domin was Nitchamei HaKrova, it's not Roy to be Makrim. You can't even say Migu the Nochis are like Kedushas Domim, Nochis like Kedushas Aguf. But it was Nitche Mehakrove. So it was a Kedushas Domim, the Tchilas Agdeishai. It was Nitche Mehakrove, Mitchilas Agdeishai. So this Dichui remains. So even though now was Magdish the second half, even though now there's Paltak Kedushas Aguf, and the whole Behemoth, Atzmiga the nachas like dushas don nachas like dushas agud, but it's nitcha me'akrove. But now it can make a tmura. Now Rashi in Zvachim says, if you want to be pointed it now, you have to wait. Yiratche yistai. That's lochay repshat according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisus. Shma mina balechayim perish bekuntris im nitchu yitchu loyno. There's a man de yoma, Rab Shimon, that holds ein dichui elo b'shutim. Avo balei chayim shen nitru, even though they were nitra me'akrova, choyzrim v'nirim. Ule di day, So even though betchilas hakdeishoy there was chal, it was nitcha meyakove, kovahach behema kshechazal velokach chetche, because we hold Rabbi Yechonot's balei chayim nidochem. That's Shema Mino, that's the first Shema Mino. Ushma Mino dichui meikora have dichui, perish, kigoin zu, shemitchilas hakdeishe loiniris likorek, that means when the hegdish started, it wasn't roi likorek. Dikeman de polik dein dichui elo benire venitche. The whole concept of dichui means that it was roi likorek, then it was nitche meyakorek, then it remains dochi. But if as yet it never became roi likorek, so we say when it becomes roi, it'll become roi likorek. No, we hold that even betchilas hegdeishe, it was dochi, dichi mikora v'dichi. Shmamino yesh dichi bedom. Perish yesh teres dichi bedomo she'ein kodesh ela ledomo. Kegoin zu? She'metchilo leikdisho ela ledomeo. The tchilas hegdish was only ledomeo she'timocher. That was the tchilas hegdish, it was magdash hefer the behime. The whole hegdish was that this hefer the behime will be sold. The yikachu de mechetzio, and there'll be nitvis, a kedusha on the domim, shrei likoy lachatzoim lehoi seruye. So the whole kedusha miyikor was only a kedusha's domim. The lohochi chalalei teures, dichui litchais miala mizbeach lo ilam. Vamrinine dichui ala bedovo shahubdish legufoi likorim. I don't say that the whole din dichi is only if it had a kedushas haguf and it was nitcha meyakrov. This only had a kedushas domim, and so afapikein I say that by kedushas domim there's also a din of dichi. The im taima. So now Tosfos asks a kasha. Lama li lemeima hanitarti shmamina. Why do we have to say the last two shmamina? Yesh dichi bedomim. V'dichi meikara ha-v'dichi. V'haloi I efsha l'dichi meikara. Every beheime that was nitche meikara, that means it was never chal akdusha lehikarev, because it was nitche meikara. So there's only akdusha's domim. There's only akdusha's domim. That means, let me explain for one second. If a person is magdish and a keva lepischoi, so we said this chal akdushas aguf, but it's akdushas aguf likarev domov. That means what is supposed to come out from this behemoth? What's going to be from this behemoth? The taklis, you can't be makrim this behemoth al gabim for a Pesach, because in the cave it can't be a Pesach. So it is considered a kedushas haguf likarev, not likarev atzmai, that the domim should be nikra. So you have to wait till it gets amum, and then, and that's also called kedushas domim. The Gemara says on this halachish, ma'amino yeshtichui bedomim. Because it was never kodesh gufay likarev, it was only Kodesh Gufay Shedomov Yikore. That was the whole Kedusha to begin with by Amagdish Nekeva Lepisroi. So the Gemara says, Yesh Dichui Bedomim. We bring a Raya from this Yesh Dichui Bedomim. Now, so every Kolbin that was Nitcheme Yikore never had a Kedusha Likore. It was Nitcheme Yikore. So it's called a Kedusha's Domim. So why do you say two shmaminos? Shmamino dichi meikora v'dichi, shmamino yesh dichi bedomim. Every dichi meikora is a dichi bedomim. So it's not two different chidushim. Every dichi meikora was never kodesh likore. And if there's a din dichi, so zaraya yesh dichi bedomim. That is Tais Viskash. V'lo yi'evshe le dichi meikora shele yeh dichi bedomim. So if I say, dichi mikor ava dichi, it's eisgespart, yesh dichi bedomim. Because it was a dichi mikor, it never was kodesh likore. It was only kodesh likore domo. So that's called yesh dichi bedomim. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, it is not true. There are two different halachas. There's a din, I could hold dichi meikora have a dichi, and I can hold ein dichi bedamim. I could hold yesh dichi bedamim, dichi meikora le have a dichi. In other words, let's see. So Tosfos says, the ashkeren dichi meikora afal gav shekodesh kedushas haguf. Rabbi Yochanan said Perek Nigma Hadin as follows. Kigoy, Ochal Chaylev, a person ate Chaylev B'Shoigik, V'Hifrish Kolben. And then it was Mafrish HaKolben, it was Mafrish HaKolben, Chatos B'Shoigik, Sholem Al Yisrael. Then V'Ovah Davidus Kichoben, and then he became an Oivah Davidus Ovah. Then V'Chozaboy, then was Chazaboy. So now, the Shaila is, can we use this Kolben Chatos? So the Gemara says, Hoyel v'nitche, k'sha'ovad avaydes k'echovim, v'shum d'zevach rishoyim t'yeva. When he was an avad avaydes zore, he could not be makrev this Kolben. Is yitche. So l'maise, it's nitche mehakrov. So he can't be makhib this code. Now, Tosfos says, that what the case of the Gemara is nire v'nitche. That means when he was mafrish the kolben, it was a good kolben chatos, it was oimid lakrove. Then in the middle it became an oivet avoydezore, now then it became nitche meyakrove. So there it's nire v'nitche. Now, so Tosfos says, this case, is lav davke by nire v'nitche, this case will also apply by dichi meikol. V'lav davke nokat hosom v'hifrish kolben t'chila. To who adin? Let's make a different scenario. Ovad avoydes kechom. If a person was oivet avoydes oren, v'yachakach hifrish kolben, and then he was mafrish hakol, this is a dichi meikore, and we'll see soon. And this is not a dichi bedomim. This is a dichi meikore that this has a kedushas haguf, and this is not a kedushas domim. Daho Rabbi Yochanan who the islay dichi meikore have a dichi. Rabbi Yochanan in the nasugi is the one that holds dichi meikore have a dichi. So Memela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, the Kolben is Nitche Me'akrove, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is not at all necessary that to say that it was Nire V'Nitche. Rabbi Yochanan, Dichi Me'akrove, Avedichi. So why did Rabbi Yochanan mention such a case? Al mishum idach milse de Rabbi Yochanan de Maisi Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan speaks about a second case. Ochel chaylev v'hifrish kolm v'nishtate and he became a shoyte. So he also became a lav bar hakrove. Shoyte mistomus potem. In the mitzvah says a lav bar hakrove v'chozo v'nishtate. So they also, there's a din, you can't use the kolm. The loimotzi lemeimer, so in that case, Rabbi Yochanan could not say the same scenario that he was a shaita b'shas hegdish, because he was a shaita b'shas hegdish, he can't be magdashin. He started chilek even the shaitu la'avar afroshu. So in this, so Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about two distinct cases. One case he's speaking about that became nitcha me'akrov because he was an eved avay dezor. Another case it's nitcha me'akrov because he was nishtate. So since the second case has to be speaking about it was nishtata after the afroshus hakolben, so that's why in the first case Rabbi Yochanan also mentioned that it was an oved avodah zarah after the afroshus hakolben. But the first case is lav davke. The first case is applicable. Afilu he was an oved avodah zarah and then he was mafrish hakolben. Given the shaito, yeah, nokanami ifrish kolben va'ova davidis kechom. Period. Now, I just like to explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos in Temure
explains this a little better.
We Tosfos had asked Akasha, every dichoy meikore is a dichoy bedomim. If it was nitcha meikore meyakove, so the only was chalan in a kedushas domim. So if I say it's nitcha, so shmam na yesh dichoy bedomim. So why do you say two different cases? Shmam dichoy meikore abadichoy and yesh dichoy bedomim. That was Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, I'll tell you a case that there was a dichri mi'ikore and it wasn't a dichri bedomi. So Tosfos in Tmure Daf Chavovam at Beis elaborates a little more. This case, you have an oived avoyde zore that was, he ate chelo b'shegik. He became an oived avoyde zore. But he ate chelut b'shaygik, so he wants to be, so he's mafresh now a kol m'chatos and the chelut b'shaygik. So Tosfos says, here there's a dichui meikore, v'kodosh kedushas haguf. This behemeh is a kedushas haguf, shere'ein hadichui al yedei hakol. So l'chayre, Tosfos means to say as follows. All cases that we say that the dichui meikore makes it for a dichui bedomim is a mafrish nekevel epischoi. So what can you, mafrish nekevel, it's not roi lahakrove. You can't be makrim nekevel epischoi. So the whole kedusha is akrovas domov. That's the whole kedusha. A mafrish nekevel epischoi, that means that this will be nifte after becomes a balmum and the domim will be nikra. The whole kedusha is only lakrovas domim, not lakrovas gufa. If a person, so there the chesaron is in the if the behemah is in roi lakrovas, it's only chal kedushas haguf lidomov. That's all that could be chal. If you have, here there's no problem in the behemoth. The behemoth can become a chatas. The problem is, we can't be makrev this kolb. We can't be makrev this kolb because zevach rishoyim te'eva. So the problem, it's not roi lahakiv, not mitzad, the kedusha shaboy. The kedusha, so it's the kemichala kedusha's chatas on this behemoth. But we have a kolb. That was chala kedusha shleime, and it was nitcha meyakove. So what's the, because zevach hashoyim te'eva. So here lechayre the dichui is not in the kedusha, the dichui is in the behemah. This behemah was nit. I can't be makir this behemah because the owner of this behemah is an oved avodah zarah, and there's a din of zevach hashoyim te'eva. So the behemah became nitcha meyakove, and there's a din if since it came in the nitcha. So even though later he became a bal tshuva, but the behemah became nitcha meyakove. So here the dichoy is in the behema, not in the kedusha. There was nothing wrong in the kedusha. It's a behema that's roi to get a kedusha's chatos. It gets a kedusha's chatos. No, it was nit chameyakove because he's a roshe. So Taisa says, so I found a tzir for you. I found a tzir that it was a dichoy meikore the minute it became a chatos. It was not roi lakove, but this is not a dichoy bedomim. This was chalak dushes aguf on the behemoth, and it was nitcha meyakrove because of the bailim. So this is a dichi mekore that is not a dichi bedomim. Now Tosfos continues. So now I found the case of dichi meyakrove that is not a dichi bedomim. It's a dushes aguf. It was nitcha. So if I say dichi mekore, I have a dichi. It is not muchach that yesh dichui bedomim. That's mahalach. That's we have a dichui mekod. That's not a dichui bedomim. Ba'ashkechon nami kedushas domim. Now I have a kedushas domim. Afal gav do I have a dichui meikorim. Now I can have a kedushas domim. That's not a dichui meikorim. Kigoy. That means Tosfos held that that was the problem all the time. So fine, it's kedushas domim. The minute it it was a dichui later, so then it's not a kedushas domim. Then already was chala kedushas aguf. Where do you have a dichui bedomim that is not called a dichui meikar? That means normally, if it was it was nire benitre, so it's not a dichui bedomim. It was chal a kedusha likar, but now it's nitre meikar. That's not a dichui bedomim. So now Tosfos says as follows: Ashkenam beKedushas Domim Afalgav Delehavi Dichoy Meikar Kigoyim Hamafresh Nekeva LePischoy. A person was Mafresh Nekeva LePischoy. Now, the Kedusha that is Chal under Nekeva, that's called it's Kodesh Gufoy LeDom. It was never Chal Kodesh Gufoy Lahakrove, because you can't be Makrev and Akeve, was Kodesh Gufoy Lahakrovas Domov. That's called Adichi Bedomim. And for example, I mean, let's appreciate one, the din is that a Moiser Pesach, you're Makrev for a Shlomim. That means if I was Magdush Kolben Pesach, then later got lost and those, so I took a different carbon Pesach. I find it after Pesach. So what do you do? So a Moise Pesach, you makrif for a shlom. That's halacha. A Moise Pesach is a shlom. You makrif for a shlom. So theoretically, if I was magdish and the keva lepischoi, so I can be makrif for a carbon Pesach. What's Pesach? Because the keva can be a carbon Pesach. Fine. So I was makrif something else for a carbon Pesach. So theoretically, now after Pesach, so let it be a shloman, and the keva can be a shloman, and that I have aloche that it was nitche. No, it was nitche me'akov already. So it's aloche of dichui, it was chal on this a kedushas guf ledomov. That was the akrovas domov. But so memele. So later. Later, so Balakvodim, this goof was the kedusha was nitcha meyakrova because the tchilas hakdeshi wasn't roi lakrova. The schala kedushas, that's called yesh dichui bedomim. Later, to use the mother for a shlom. Now we have here a case as follows: Hamafrish nekeva lepischoi v'yolda zocha, and it had a baby. Now, let's start thinking, is the Zohar, no, a Zohar, this was born before Pesach, I was Magdish the Kabel of Bishchei, Violda Zohar, it's before Pesach, and so, what din does the Zohar have? Can it be Makrev the Zohar for a Korban Pesach? It's a Zohar, and here's the Kedushas Pesach of the mother. Vahavi Kedushas Domin. So now, the Kedusha on the Zohar, it's a Kedusha's Domin, it's Kodesh Gufay Lidomo, that means the same Kedusha that was on the mother goes over to the child. So it's a Kodesh Kedusha's Domin. Dein Pesach Bomen Ekeve, V'loi Havi Dichoy Meyikore, She'i Avlad Roy Lahakri. Because the Vlad is Roy Lahakrit, so it's not called Dichui Me'ekor. So that's the Chmir, what Tosfos means to say over here. We had mentioned the whole Svare of Dichui Me'ekor, Loi Havi Dichui, there's a Svare to have a Dichui, because there's a Svare to say it never was Roy yet, it never became Roy yet, it's getting there. Like a Machusas Man, we said, that, or a hodos, that's a nova of merub mi'alav, it wasn't nitche me mitzvah, it was as yet not roile mitzvah. So memele, there's a svara to say that it's not called nitche. Nire ve nitche me, oh, that's called nitche, it was nire, then it was nitche from what it was roi, from, then there's a din nitche. Now, if you have over here a zocha, so mitzad the zochel shaboy, it's roila krov. You can't say, well, it's, it was nitcha meyakov because as yet it wasn't roila krov. And surely, as zachar is roila krov. This is different than every dicha meyakov. Every dicha meyakov as yet never became roi. Here, mitzad the behemah, it became roi. It behemah is roila krov. No. Since it got a kedusha d'chuya, so mamel vashi can't be makav the zocher. So, but this is equivalent to nire v'nitche. Mitzad the behemah, it's nire, and mitzad the kedusha shaboy, it's nitche. So even though, so this does not have a din of d'chuy meyiko. This is a din of nire v'nitche. That is actually what Taisus is saying. I'm going to have a d'chuy meyiko. Okay, the mafish nikevi l'pischa b'yol de zocher, have a kedusha z'domim, so here we have a kedusha zdomi, because that's all that was chal on the zocha. They pesach bo min ekeva, so there was a chal a kedusha zdomi on the mother. They have a dichui meyikore, it's not considered dichui meyikore. Shei ha vlad roi la hakrib, mitzad the vlad, it's roi la hakrib. So this is called, it was nitche meyakrob. I think that's what Taisvus means. V'yesh svarim, the garcina, if it seems that this was a big problem, that many people had, that these two shmaminos, yesh dichim bedomim, dichim mikorim, it's all the same. So there were svarim that had a different girse in our Gemara. The garsinin shmamino, not yesh dichim bedomim, because every dichim mikorim is a dichim bedomim. Now shmamino kedushes domim matche. Shmamino kedushes domim matche. Umeforish. And what does that mean? This means something else. Matre. Umeforish, this means doiche tmuroso milikorif. That a kedushas domim is doiche tmuroso milikorif. Vidiktoni utmuroso kiyotze bo. Now, we have to appreciate what Taisvus is saying. But in order to appreciate what Taisvus is saying, let us just say over a halacha, and then we'll appreciate what Taisvus is saying. Let us say we'll have kodam hekdeshon lemuma. That means I was magdish a behemoth. Then it became a balmum. No, you can't be makrib. So it has, let's say, it has a kedushas aguf. It had a kedushas aguf lakrove. It was namish. Then it became a balmum. So now it's nitche meyakrove. So here we have a behemoth that was hukdish lakrove. It was nitche meyakrove. Now, I go and take this behemoth, and I take another behemah, and I say, and I make the second behemah a tmura. I'm making a tmura. The first behemah is a kedushas aguf. So I have to make a tmura. I can make a tmura. This is a kolb. What's going to be with the tmura? Could you be makrib the tmura? The halach is yes. You could be makrib the tmura. I don't say a chain is as strong as the weakest link. Because over here, the first behemah has a problem. It's a balmum. The second behemah doesn't have this problem. So memela, the halacha is that it's a tmure, and you makrib the tmure. Fine. That is the halacha. Now, let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara we have over here can also make a tmure. That means he was magdish half of the behemah. He purchased the other half, he was magdish it. We say now it's chal under the kedushas haguf lahakriv domov. It's chal under the kedushas haguf lahakriv domov. And here he made a tmure. And here we say that you cannot be makriv the tmure. So first, let's understand why taka can you be makriv the tmure. So the Briskerov says that you can't be makriv the tmure. This is the lashon of the Briskerov, that mura nitfeses
b'shem dichui k'moy iker hakol v'nasis k'yoytze b'eilochol mili. Tahava mina b'kivin deyne k'dusha l'ledomim lo yalim alahat v'sat mure u'litchoy so m'kdusha so is k'mash malom that the mure is nitfeses b'shem dichui. The difference between the first case, when we spoke about a head of behemoth that became a balmum, a behemoth that is a balmum is not called dochli. That's, we said, fakelta din is a behemoth that's a balmum. If it loses the mum, you can be makabel al gabi mizbeach. From this, Rab Shimon learns out, balachayim einim nidochim. The chachamim old is a special alochim balmum. But whatever the lomdus is, a behemoth balmum is not called nitche meyakov. Not called nitche, you can't be makrevet, but it's not called nitche meyakove. Since it's not called nitche meyakove, so the din is, if you make a temure, so I can make a temure, and since there's no shame dochli on the first kolben, so you can be makrevet the temure. By us, we have a behime with higdish chetzi, because of a lokcha be higdish chetzi hashem. Here was chal on the behema kedushas haguf ledomov. That was the whole kedusha. But it's nitche meyakrove. There's a din dichi over here. It was nitche meyakrove. There's chal a din dichi on this behema. There's chal a din, so shma minok kedushas domim matche. That's the lotion. Shma minok kedushas domim matche. So here the chiddush is, that is the chiddush. Even though since there was nitves Hashem dichui on the first kolben, so you can't be makrev the temura also. That is the chiddush of ish. Shema mino kedushas domim matche, and it is not like a balmum. And the Beskerov says the difference is because here there was chal Hashem dichui on the first behemoth. So that passes the temura. Masha'en kein a balmum. That is, even though in both cases, they weren't roi lakrove, the balmum mitzad the mum, and this behemoth because it was nitche meyakrove, but by a balmum, the tmure will be nikra, because there wasn't chal Hashem dichui on the tmure, because the first behemoth. On the first behemoth, so shma minok dushes domim matche. That's how they learn pshat. So this third aloche has nothing to do with yesh dichli bedomim. Fakerta held this is a problem. Every dichli meikar is normally a dichli bedomim. Now anudin in hilchas tmure kedushes domim matche. V'loy nehire. So Tosfos says, I wish to disagree with this pshat. Da bekrisus. Gabei metamei migdosh osher shehifrish kan lekifsosai veheni. Now, let us just say what the story is over there. A person was nichnas b'migdosh betume. So then he has to go and bring, he has an alternative. What kind of a kolben he should bring. So it depends on his financial bracket. If he's an osher, he brings a behemah. If he's an oni, he brings an oifis. That's the din. And the, whatever his financial bracket is, that's what he's mechuyev to bring. Now, we have over here, metame migdosh osher. He was an osher, so he should have brought a keves. Keves. It's a lot of money, a keves. So he's gonna bring, so it was mafresh oifis. My next door neighbor also, we walked in together. He's gonna bring oifis, and I have to bring a keves. He was mafresh and oif. Fine, he's magdish, it should be from my call. Fine, so it doesn't help. You can't be makrev with that. That's all the key. You're a different bracket. You have to bring a keves. But the Rebbeinu Shlom Geholfen, he became another man. Now he's another man now. So now he comes again to the Kohen, I wanted to bring this for a kolben, and you stopped me before, but now I lost everything, I'm an oni, let's be mark of it now. Zok the Gemara, Zok Rab Yishai Yedach Smeder, So he says over there, you can't bring this. It was Nitchamei HaKrobah. Bishas, you were a Magdishit, then you were a Noshir. So this wasn't Roy to be Nikra for you. So even though later now you became a Noni, it was Nitcha. Hoyo v'nitcha yitcha. Now, on this Gemara, the Gemara says, Shma minot las, kemoi b'shmait. Most of the same, Shma minot las, Shma minot malichayim nidoch. It's malichayim, it's ayayne. Shma minot dichi mekore, avedichoy. And there the Gemara says also, Shma minot yesh dichi bedomen. Yesh dichi, because it wasn't roi lakrobe, yesh dichi bedomen. Now, so Tosfos, according to those who wanted to make a grace, they didn't want to say Yishdiche Bedomin, because every Diche Mikor is a Diche Bedomin. So they said, Shema Mino, Kedushas Domin Matche. And it's a Chiddush, and Hilchas Tmure, that it passes the Tmure. So Tosfos says, an Agamore, you can say that, but I got news for you, by an Oif, there's no Din Tmure. So what are you going to do over there? So al kolchoch, you have to live with agirse. You can't say, shmami no, kedushas domim matche, and the third shmami no is telling me, hilchas tmure, because by a knife there's no tmure. That's tais vizchai. Shmami no tlas, yitre yitre, gassine nami, shmami no tlas, kmai bishmaiten. Vosam al kolchoch, ein leforish kedushas domim matche hat tmure, de ein tmure boifes, there's no tmure boifes. El al kolchoch, haynu kedusha ve'ena kreivon, and it's yesh dichi bedamim. Vim toima, frak toisves, lomolei le Rav Yochanan lashminen hani tlas mili. Now, Rav Yochanan said adin, a person was magdish, he was a shutef in the behemah, it was magdish his chelek, and then later he purchased the other chelek. And we say in Rabbi Yochanan said three halachas that Rabbi Yochanan said three halachas kedusha ve'ne kreva ve'setumut mos geyetsa but mos shmami not las. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan said these three yesoides that dichem mikara bedichi and the balechaim nidochim and yeshdichi bedamim. So Rabbi Yochanan, that means we are deriving these three halachas nochas dichi from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan knows these three halachas. There's a Mishnah that says this. There's a Mishnah that we can derive these three halachas from a Mishnah. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to make up his case and say, oh, we see from Rabbi Yochanan these three halachas? There's enough in the Mishnah. Lamele Rabbi Yochanan lashminen hani tlas mil. Shmin la bepek mishayon tomei. There the Gemara says that's the case of hifrish nekeva lepischoi. So there we say also, it's not roi l'shlomim later, so we see balichayim nidochim, and then the dichim mikor avadichi, yesh dichim bedom. So we have a Mishnah. So a Mele, so why do we need Rabbi Yochanan to tell us this? V'yesh loima, mishim deplukti bepeg basa de krisis. Now, this halacha of balichayim nidochim is a machlikas tanoim. The bligi bo Rav Shimon ben Yechoi ve Rabona. So memele, so stamos ay mishnai is good. That mishnah in Psochim is like the Chachomim. This is a Rav Shimon ben Yechoi that holds ein balichayim nidochim. So memele, so therefore, we need the memra of the Amiroi, lalach, how do we pask him? That's why Rabbi Yochanan said his case to tell us these three halachos. Maisi divrei emeroim. V'yesh litmoye, amai loy porech alo da Rabbi Yochanan, ki heichi de porech besoif krisus alo da Rabbi Yishayim. Rektach Taisvus, I have another problem. And the Gemara and Krisus ask on Rabbi Yishayim. The Oma, we just had this memre, what Taisvus brought down before. Rabbi Yishayim said, metamei migdash osher, Shehifrish kan lekiv sosai. It was mafrish, instead of being mafrish akevis, he was mafrish akam. Veheni, hoyel v'nitche yitche. Fine. He's holds hoyel v'nitche yitche. The porich Allah me Rab Shimon. So the Gemara asks, from Rab Shimon, the Oma HaMafrish Nekeiva Lepischoi Koinem HaPesa Tirat Shetistai V'temoch V'yobi Domei HaPesa Yod Zoha Yirat Shetistai V'yimocher V'yobi B'domo HaPesa Rab Shimon Oima Hu Atzmoi Yikorev Pesach. Now, let's see, what does Rab Shimon say? Rab Shimon holds Bali Chayim Einom Nidochim. Rab Shimon holds that just like a mum, a behemah becomes a bal mum, there's no din dichui on the behemah. It's not roi, it's not roi, it becomes roi. So Rab Shimon holds a mafrish nekeva lepisroi. Well, we can't be makrib it for seitzach, it's nekeva, fine. It had a zocho. No, the zocho, there's nothing wrong with the zocho. I, till now, was nitchame akrove. It took over a kedusha that was nitchame akrove. Well, but now it's a zocho. Let us imagine, if we have such a chetimtze, then a nekeva would become a zocho. So, now, before it was a nekeva, it's a roi lakrove. Now it became a zocho, so it's roi lakrove. Rab Shimon holds, you don't say bali chaim nidochim. Just like a mum. You don't say Balei Chaim Nidoch. So the Gemara asks, and Rabbi Shaya said, a person was mafrish akan lekiv sosoi, and Osher was mafrish akan lekiv sosoi, and the lady became an oni, so he can't use it. Gemara says, Shmami no, Balei Chaim Nidochim. Oh, Rabbi Shaya, you know, Rabbi Shimon holds not like that. Rab Shimon knows you could be makir. So it's a moira de kimbad ne gemore. Number one. So Tais says, Rabbi Shaya said, Bali Chaim einam nidoch. That's what Rabbi Shaya said. So the gemore says, oh, Rab Shimon holds, Rabbi Shaya said, Bali Chaim nidoch. In fact, the gemore, Rab Shimon holds, Bali Chaim einam nidoch. So if there is such a kasha that one could ask, so why an Agemore? Rabbi Yochanan also holds Balei Chaim Nidochim. Why didn't Agemore ask from Rab Shimon? That is kasha number one. Tais is going to ask three kashas. Rab Shimon Eimer, what mikra Pesach? So Memela, so the Gemore asks on Rabbi Shaye from Rab Shimon. Frek Tais was, Amayla, Vayeshet Mu, Amalei Porchal, Od Rabbi Yochanan. Agemore, Rabbi Yochanan said the exact same thing that Rabbi Shaya said. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about it was Higdish, he had a shutfas with a behemah, it was Magdishef a behemah, and then the other half. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's nitche mekrobe, Balei Chaim nidochim. Agemore, the Gemara doesn't ask, Rabbi Shimon holds Balei Chaim einam nidochim. So, and there, and Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara checkers with Rabbi Shaya. What pshat? Kashin number one. Kashin number two, v'oida v'poich alomi Rabbi Shimon, l'saya alomi derabon. This is a machlokes, this din over here. Hamafresh nekeva l'pischoi v'yol de zocher. The Chachomim said, yirat she yistai. The Chachomim said, he can be makav de zocher. So the Rabbanon hold Balei Chaim nidoch. Rab Shimon holds Balei Chaim einam nidoch. So if Rabbi Shaya paskins like the Chum, you say Rab Shimon holds not like that. Rabbi Shaya holds like the Chum, so the whole Gemara Bechlal is a pella. Why are you asking Rabbi Shaya from Rab Shimon if the Rabbanon hold Balei Chaim nidoch? That's kasha number two. Kasha number three. Why that the poor chalom Rab Shimon l'saya lo mid rabbona the kamri bereisha yirad she yistay v'oi. Given the parech miyichidoi, okay, I don't understand why you're chaplaining with Rab Shimon Yechoi, the Chomim hold, not like, but you're asking from Yechidoi, fine, you're asking from Yechidoi. Is that the parech me Rab Shimon de Bereise, so why do you have to ask from Rab Shimon she's a Bereise? Lifreich mi Rabbi Lezer de Mas Nisen de Tmura. There's a Rabbi Lezer that also is Baal Chaim, Einam Nidochim. There's a Rabbi Lezer in a Mishneh. So for some reason you want to ask from a Das Yochid, so why do you have to ask from a Baraisa? Ask from Rab Shimon in the Mishneh. Rabbi Lezer in the Mishneh. The Mas Nisen de Tmura, the Stambe Peke Lukotshim, Gabi mafrish nekeva li'oilda, lo'ila, a similar case. V'yolda zocha, Rabbi Lezer Oima, who atzma yikor avoyla. So there's another yid that holds Balei Chaim einam nidochim. So if you're asking from Yechidim, I don't know, that was Taisa's second kasha, then say, Bechlau the kasha, Bechama Machoilik. But you're asking from Yechidim, ask from a Mishnah, if you go and ask from a Bereise, that's Taisa's kasha. So we have three kashas. V'yeshloima, hainu taime de porich me Reb Shimon. That was the Gemara asked from Reb Shimon. V'shum de bahi, in the case of Rabbi Shaye, afilu rabbonon moide. In the case of Rabbi Shaye, afilu rabbonon moide. The ad kan loy pligi rabbonon olei, ela bedovo nishayich beikdushes domim, savri migi de norsi beikdushes domim, norsi beinami kdushes aguf. Ukdushes aguf loyhavi shrayen pesach bo min amikayim. Avol gabi kan afilo rabbonon moidem shrayen kdushes domim chola ba'ifes. Kdushes domim chola ba'ifes. Ule milse der Rabbi Yochanan da hochi le motzi le suvi mishum dava ki da mafrish ne kaibu le pischai. Vi ave meise me Rabbi Shimon, ave min al shul me da rabbono. Ilse der Rabbi Lasa nami le motzi le suvi mishum da hava yechido. I'd like to say over pshat in the stoisvis there's a the Shita Mekabetzis and Krisis and Vashmotis Ois Gimel brings down a Taisvus HaRosh. Taisvus HaRosh is much more clearer and elaborates what Taisvus is saying. He says the same term. V'nire leforish da'osher shehifrish kan lekivsosoy. The case of Rabbi Ishaya, an osher was mafrish kan lekivsosoy. Ein loy pidyon, an oif. There's no din. There's no din pidyon by an oif if it gets a kedushas haguf. There's no din pidyon. The whole din pidyon is only by a behema. Behema that becomes a balmum. There's a din pidyon. An oif if it gets a kedushas haguf. There's no din pidyon. Veloy nafsi like kedushas haguf klal. So therefore, if it'll get a kedushas haguf, it will take away from the Kedushas Domim that was already Chal. That means, what was it now? Now, a person, this Osher was Magdish Akam. Now, what can the Hegdish accomplish? The Hegdish will accomplish that he'll sell it and with the money he'll buy a Kolb Neriz Mechuyim. That's what his Kedush accomplished. The Baal, this Kedushas Domim. Now, we have here a klal, migu de noches alei kedushes domim, noches alei kedushes aguf. There's such a klal. Now, this concept of noches alei kedushes aguf was only said if the noches alei kedushes aguf will not take away of what it was oimed for when it had kedushes domim. For example, Mafrish nekeva lepischoi. Let's talk about that case. Mafrish nekeva lepischoi. So really, you can't be makrivit. So really, the tchilas ahegdish is ledomov. That I'll use the domov of this nekeva to purchase a kolben peser. Now we come in with a new din migu. Migu din nochse le kedushas domim, nochse le kedushas aguf. It gets now a kedushas aguf. Now, will this kedushas aguf interfere with the tchilas hagdish? I can still do the same thing. It'll take time. I'll have to wait till it gets a move. But the kedushas aguf does not at all interfere with the tchilas hagdish. So then we say this. So we say migu the noches like dushes domim noches like dushes aguf, and it's chalak dushes aguf. There's a swar of migu, and then you wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you accomplish what the tchilas hagdish was. Let's just go a little further. The Gemara understood what is the swar of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds ein dichui bedomim. And he doesn't hold the smigu. The Gemara understood over there, the whole machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Chachomim is Rab Shimon does not hold of Miku. So Rab Shimon holds, so when he was Makdish and the Kevel Epischoi, so Chalak Dishus Domin, Chalak Dishus Domin, Ein Dichibe Domin. That's how Rab Shimon holds. The Chachomim say, Yesh Dichibe, the Chachomim also agree with him. They hold that the Chachomim hold, also Ein Dichibe Domin. But by Magdish and the Kevel Epischoi, is Migu, is Chalavari Kedushas Aguf. And therefore there's a din dichui. The Gemara in Chrisus held Rab Shimon and the Chachomim agree with all the Yesoides of dichui. They both hold ein dichui bedomim, and they both hold there's a din dichui by a for schala kedushas aguf. The whole machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Chachomim is, do we say migu? This vote of migu, that's the machlekes of Shimon the Chachamim. The Chachamim say we say migu, so it's chalak dushes aguf, it's chalak dushes aguf, so the mele. Then now there's a dindichi, by dushes aguf there's a dindichi, by dushes domim there's no dindichi. That's what Rab Shimon holds, and that's what the Chachamim holds. No, Rab Shimon holds there never was chal a dushes aguf, because he doesn't hold migu. The Chachamim holds is chalak dushes aguf. So if there's chal dushes aguf, there's a dindichi. Rabbi Shaye was talking about an oif. Avshai was talking about an oif. He had an osher that was magdish akan lekipsos. Now, will we say migu over here? No, we won't say migu, because if we'll say migu, we're going to destroy what the tchilas hegdish was. If you only say it's chalak dushes agu, forget about it. Before it was hugdish likarev dom of the mizbech. I mean, that was the hegdish. Now you're gonna say it was chalak dushes agu. So lemaise, you won't be able to be makir of the domin. Here, everyone holds you don't say migu. And, so that was the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Shaya. Only Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya, you're speaking about a case where you can't say migu. When you can't say migu, so then it's only kedushas domin. When there's only a kedushas domin, no one holds you say, mir der Rab Shimon nishma le der Rabbonon. The whole machlokes, Rab Shimon and the Rabbonon is only by the whole machlokes of Shimon is only, do you say migu? But if you don't say migu, everyone agrees. That, let me just say over the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh, and that's what says in our Tosfos also. So, let me just say the Lashon of the Tosfos. What do we need to move? Migu do not say, do you say migu? Hainu dafke bedover sheyesh by pidyon al yedeimu. That means the whole migu, when you do, for those who say migu, is dafke, if after the migu, you'll still remain with what you had before. The lema akri minei kedushas mizbeach legamri. That means the domim is still royal mizbeach. The yirat sheyestayv. The yovi bedomel mizbeach. The hashta havi kedushas aguf zu kein kedushas domim. That means before there was a kedushas domim, I'll buy from the domim a behem and be makrevid lemizbeah. And now after the migu, it still has this kedushas domim. Hilkar nochsal yedei migu, so it's nochsal kedushas aguf. Vesulay poker legamri, and then by kedushas aguf there's a din dichui. We say that the kedushas aguf there's a din dichui. Avol oif loishayech boy migu. By oif it's not shayech migu. The kedushas domim didei oimdim adomim lemizbeach. If before migu oimdim domim lemizbeach, vinochsalay kedushas aguf, and if a kedushas aguf will be chal, and this behemu shuvein leitakon lemizbeach. The ain loif pidyon. Hash the poich shape mireb shemim. The osher shehifrish kan lekolbin. Have a kehifrish nekeve lepischi lereb shemim. So this is similar to Reb Shimon. The bein bozer or bein bozer. Reb Shimon personally holds you don't say migu. You don't say migu. So you don't say nochse the kedushas aguf. And in the case of Rabbi Shia, everyone knows you don't say migu. So, yeah, Rav Shimon kol atzmoy einei kodesh, kedush es aguf, v'chi aigavna lemetzine shayme chachamim balachayim nidochim. V'chi pligi alei de Rav Shimon, dol machloikis, da chachamim Rav Shimon, is hani milu mishim denochs, lai kedush es aguf aidei migu. Aval hochet lei nochsi alei, lei pligi alei, im kemer Rav Shimon nishma l'rabonon. V'ashtenichet lei porich ha-Rab Yoichanan, lei yochel ha-hakshis, That means the Umara only, and then he must say that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon knows Baal Lechaim ain't in the door. That's the teretz of the Gemara. But on Kaponim, the machshin held that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Migu, that's the svar of Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanon are also made in a case we don't say Migu, you say that the ain't dichu bedomim. So therefore, there the Gemara is Takasha and Rabbi Yishaya, but this is not Negeya Rabbi Yochanan, because here we see Chesay Migu, so according to the Chachomim, we say there's a Din Dichui.